Let's start by adding in some diced cucumbers into our large glass. And on top of that, I'm gonna add some cherry tomatoes, which I've just cut in half so that when you bite into them, they don't burst in your mouth. And now it's time for some fresh herbs, and I've just got some finely chopped parsley here, which we're just gonna add on top of our tomatoes. Okay, our next topping is some red onion, because I need to have that with my salad. Next, I have some cooked chickpeas here. I'm just using one can of those, which I've gone ahead and rinsed. Now here, I have a trio of diced bell peppers, which I'm just gonna pour all over those chickpeas. Okay, next, I'm just gonna chop in some fresh dill right on top of our bell peppers. If you don't like dill, you can just skip this part. Next thing we got here is some spicy radish, which I've just gone ahead and thinly sliced. And then we're just gonna spread that out on top of everything. Next, I've got some sliced black olives here. You can also do green olives if you prefer. And now I'm just gonna go ahead and crumble some feta on top of those, just like that. All right, next I've got some shredded carrots, which I'm just gonna sprinkle on top of that feta cheese. And to top everything off, I'm just gonna add some chopped spring mix, just like this. There we go, I think that looks perfect. Okay, now I'm just gonna take a lid and we're gonna cover this up until we are ready to flip it. And for our dressing, I'm gonna start with some garlic, which I'm just gonna add to our mason jar over here. Next, I'm gonna take a big spoonful of Dijon mustard, some salt, a little bit of black pepper, and some dried oregano. And now it's time to pour in a decent amount of olive oil. I'm gonna do about a half a cup here. I'm just gonna kind of eyeball it. Next, we're gonna need a tablespoon of lemon juice and a tablespoon of red wine vinegar. Now I'm gonna put the lid on our mason jar here, make sure it's nice and tight, and then we're just gonna start shaking this up, get everything nice and mixed together. And look at that, look at how easy it was to make that dressing. All right, it's time to flip this so we can serve our salad. So here we go, we're gonna flip it over. Oh boy, careful. This is super heavy. Look at everything coming down.
You got it. Need a hand?
Oh, maybe. Thank you. There we go.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, here we go. Hopefully this stays together. I do it slowly and gently so we don't make a big mess. Oh, it's coming out. Look at that.
Is it all going to fit?
I think it will. If it doesn't, we can have it in the glass. Oh, almost there. Here we go. Ah, that's okay. That looks so good. So here we have our tangy, delicious dressing ready to be poured on our beautiful salad. All right, it's time to pour that dressing all over our salad. This is gonna be absolutely delicious. You can have this with salmon, some chicken, steak, whatever you like. Okay, it's time to dig in. Let's get a good amount of that.
Wow.
And let's just put that on our plate over here for now.
That was a perfect mix.
Perfect bite. And the more you dig in, the more toppings you'll get. All right, let's give this a try.
Cheers.
Cheers. That is so good. A little bit of everything, nice and crunchy, and that dressing was just perfect.